Matt, how do you feel coming back to Philadelphia? And the second question is, how many tickets did you have to get for the game?
I don't have a final number on the ticket yet, so I'm getting ready to give my dad a call here any minute to try and find out exactly how many I'm going to need. But always excited to get back to where you grew up, and should be a fun weekend.
What kind of atmosphere are you expecting, coming back to play here?
Well, you know, it's not my first time. I did it my rookie season, so it's a great place to play. Obviously, one of the tougher challenges in the NFL to go on the road and play in Philadelphia. Obviously, good football team we're going against, and so we'll prepare accordingly. Practice for the noise that we're going to expect up there, and try and get ready to play.
Hey, Matt, speaking of Philadelphia, what do you think of Brent Grimes?
Oh, Brent's done a great job for us. Really the past couple of seasons, he's continued to improve year in, year out, and he's playing at a high level for us right now.
Matt, have you ever thought, considered the fact that if what happened with Michael Vick hadn't happened, you'd probably be playing for a different NFL team now?
I didn't really give it too much thought, just because, all that stuff happened before I even came out of college, so... it wasn't, a big part of my career, really. I got here and the situation was what it was, and it's been a good 3 years since I've been here.
Hey, Matt, you're a young quarterback in the NFL. How long did it take you for your eye level to start to get up to you can really start seeing the entire field? And, is it a game-by-game or season-by-season progression that happens?
I think it's week to week. I mean, I think, my number one goal above anything else is to continue to get better every week. And, I think each experience that you have, each game you play, there's a lot of things that you can learn from it and a lot of things that can help you to improve. So, I think you make strides year to year, but I really think you make strides week to week.
As a follow-up to that, Kevin Cobb, he gets to start a game and maybe he has to sit a while. How does that affect your playing ability as a young quarterback?
Each situation is different, and I can only speak, from my experience. So I can't really speak to his experience.
Hey, Matt, when you look at the Eagles' defense, they've had some games they've given up a lot of points, created a lot of turnovers. What do you make of them? What do you expect from them? They've kind of been up and down this year.
Well, I think, I expect them to play well. When you turn on the tape and you watch what these guys have done, you've seen an aggressive defense, a defense that has created turnovers, I think 5 last week, something like that. So, this is a good defense. They've got a really good scheme. They've got great blitz packages. And that's stuff that we're going to have to study all week and game plan for and prepare accordingly for.
Does a team that blitzes as much as them, does that give you some opportunities to do some things, though?
Well, I think it works both ways. I think it creates opportunities for them when they can create pressure, and it creates opportunities for the offense, too. So at the end of the day, it just comes down to who makes the plays.
Matt, what about the NFC South? Seems like the Saints are having some problems, and you guys are figured to be in it as much as anybody.
It's a good division. There's no question about that. Tampa's off to a fast start this year. New Orleans is a very good football team, and Carolina obviously doesn't have the record they would like, but every time we play them, it's tough just because it's a division opponent, somebody you're very familiar with. So that's a tough division, and I think we've got some good football teams.
Matt, were you a major Phillies sports fan growing up? I mean, Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers.
Yeah, I was. Your typical kid growing up, loved all of the sports teams and followed them, pretty passionately as a kid.
What do you think of the series, Phillies-Giants?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
Phillies-Giants.
Oh, I think the Phillies look good. Obviously, their pitching rotation is arguably the best in baseball. So they looked great in the first series. I got to see a couple of the games, watch Halliday's no-hitter, and I've been very impressed with their team.
Even though you were still in college when, the different things with Michael Vick in Atlanta happened, was there a little bit of an onus to go in there and try to stabilize the situation when you did get drafted? Was there any kind of talk about that, or was that a goal of yours?
No, you know, really the only thing that I wanted to do when I came here was continue to get better year in, year out, week in, week out, and try and play football at a high level. And, you know, I'm still working towards that, and I think, you know, that's the same expectations that the organization has for me.
What is your relationship with, like, Arthur Blank? I know that big deal was made previously of the fact that, you know, that he was so close with Michael Vick and always treated him like a son.
You know, I think I've got a great relationship with Mr. Blank and have gotten to know him and his family very well. But it's not only me. I think one of the unique things about Mr. Blank is that he's got great relationships with all of the guys here, whether it be players, coaching staff, everybody within the organization. He gets to know them well and gets to know their, you know, personal life and things outside of football. So it's something that's not exclusive to me. I think it's something that is prevalent throughout the entire organization.
You said earlier that you mentioned that obviously you've come back and played here before. So is it easier then to take this as just another game or to approach it like any other game, I should say, as opposed to being like your first time coming back to this area?
You know, I think so. I think obviously, you know, my first year was a special experience, but in college I had played back in Philadelphia a number of times at that exact stadium playing Temple. And while the two, you know, atmospheres aren't really comparable, just the experience of being home, being back in that town, I think helped prepare me for my first game up there. And this year, you know, being a couple years into it, it's another road game. And it's the same preparation for me as every week. You know, the only difference is you might get to see a couple family members after the game.
Eagles have always been known as a pass-first team under Andy Reid. How much easier has it been, for your transition to the pro game, the fact that the Falcons are a balanced team and a guy like Michael Turner, you know, that you do have that running threat, you know, that teams have to be aware of?
I think it's good for our offense to be able to do both. And, you know, we've been pretty effective running the football early this year, and we've been pretty effective throwing it. But I think we have a lot of room for improvement. But, you know, a balanced attack certainly helps.
It's safe to say, Matt, that the healing process has already kind of taken place in terms of Michael. When you spoke of Arthur Blank, I think that he's been really outspoken about his support for Vic, and same goes for his former coaches and such. So do you feel like that's kind of taken place?
For the most part, you know, to be honest with you, it hasn't been a big topic of conversation here. That situation is in Philadelphia, and Mike's, you know, playing up there now, and obviously he's still going to have fans down here because he was such a dynamic player while he was here. But within this organization and within this locker room, we're focused on the guys that are in this building.
Kevin Cobb's had some ups and downs. Obviously he's not a rookie, but it's his first year starting. I'm sure when you were a rookie, you kind of had similar, or not maybe similar, but you had your own ups and downs. How do you get through that and work through that? How did you focus on that at those times?
I think the biggest thing is to just remain level, you know, even keel, level-headed, and understand that there's going to be good weeks and there's going to be, you know, not so good weeks. And you know, if you can just focus on preparing during the week, learning from your mistakes the week before, whether you played well or whether you played poorly, just trying to play better the next week. You know, that's really my focus 3 years into it, too. It hasn't changed from year one to year three.
3 years into it, you just said 3 years into it, but I think the consensus is people look at the quarterbacks in the NFL and Drew Brees and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady being like, you know, at the very top. Are those three guys that you sort of like aspire to get in your game to?
You know, you certainly like to have some of the success that they've had in winning football games, and that's probably, I think, the one thing that everybody in this league aspires to, so... that's certainly, you know, something I'm working hard towards.
Do you have any relationship with Kevin Cobb?
You know what? Not really. I've never met Kevin. Don't know him. Just have watched him and developed a respect for him from afar.
Hey, Matt, the Eagles' defense has had problems at times closing games out in the fourth quarter. How much does that stick with you when you play a defense like that throughout the game, especially if you happen to find yourself down in the second half?
You know, I don't know. Each game's different, and, you know, each game plays out differently. So, you know, you can't buy too much into it. I think the biggest thing, you know, when you watch this defense week in, week out, and you go through all five regular season games, is that they're physical and they're relentless. And, you know, offenses have made plays on them, but at the same time, they've made a number of plays on offenses as well. They've created a bunch of turnovers, so I think we just need to see how the game plays out.
How much does Roddy White need to be included in the conversation of best wide receivers in the NFL?
I certainly think he's one of the best. He's been extremely productive for us for the 3 years that I've been here. He's got great work ethic. He's a leader on this football team, and you know, I'm glad we have him.
Matt, I was wondering if you had a chance to spend any time in Wildwood this summer. Were you in Atlanta the whole time?
No, you know what? I got to come down. I got to get down the shore for a bit. Was down there, I think for about 5 or 6 days to spend some time with my family, which was nice.
So you didn't get any lifeguard races, huh?
No, I don't think I made any lifeguard races this year.